Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
What has two grey legs and two brown legs?
What?
An elephant with diarrhea.
Oh, no.
What?
So he's pooed on his legs.
You don't have to explain it. Everyone knows what that
means.
That's
what it is.
Poor old elephant.
Yeah.
Didn't know. He's walking away. He thinks he's a chance.
Chance.
Going over. He's found a herd over there.
I reckon when you've got diarrhea, you're thinking about getting the option.
Well, he thought he was a chance.
Come on.
Saw the old Mrs. Elephant. And no good now. Jimmy's out.
Oh, no.
Righto, here's one here. Yep, you wouldn't believe this. This is a joke, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Case, well, we get that.
Yep. You wouldn't believe it. My wife told me that sex is better on holidays.
Mm.
Not the best postcard I've ever received.
Oh, no.
No. She's away.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill.
And I got that.
She just sees me.
Oh, no. Nah.
As badly as you slaughtered the joke, I still got the punchline. I still understood it. It just wasn't funny.
Ever smoked after sex, Jim, have you? I've never looked.
So follow a bad joke up with one that's worse.
I don't know if we can go with that one, to be honest. You won't believe this, Jim. I know you won't. But I'm actually in the process of writing a stage production based on puns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's a play on words.
Oh, no.
It's a play on words. A pun.
Yep.
P-U-N.
So the good thing about this for me, Rabbits, is because it's a pre-recorded show, we can actually get rid of that.
Yeah. That doesn't deserve plastic.
No.
Right.
Okay, so we go again.
And you wouldn't believe yesterday I was driving around Geelong, Jim, just as I do there.
Yes.
Only 5 Ks from my house.
Yes.
And I found myself behind an ambulance, an ambo, right? I was behind this ambulance. And there was this small metal box sitting on the back of the bumper bar of the ambulance.
Yes.
So you wouldn't believe it. He went around a corner. I'm following him. And this box flew off the bumper bar and landed in the curb.
Right.
Landed there, Jim.
Yes.
So me being a good Samaritan, I pulled over and got the box. And when I opened it, there was a human toe there in the box.
In the box.
So they obviously, there was a bit of a rush. They had to get it to hospital, maybe. Yeah. So very serious sort of a scene. So I jumped into action, Jim.
Yes.
And I took it to the Geelong Hospital,
Yes.
And said, I was following this ambulance and arrived here. And this is a box I found that come off the back of it. They said, thank God for that, because the ambo has lost a toe. We need the toe.
That's it.
So I said, all right, then. So what are you going to do? Is the ambulance going to come and collect it? She said, no, we've called a tow truck.
Oh, no. What the hell?
Can you believe it?
Jim, they called a tow truck to come and get it.
Because it's a toe. Oh, no. As I said, the Olympics bring the worst out in him.
Oh, because I am Olympic'd out. I'm Olympic'd out.
Mac Hawkins? Or Matt Horton?
Matt Horton, my man that I beat. Okay, Jimmy boy, why did the pine tree fall over, Jim?
Why?
Because he had too many cones.
Oh, no.
Jim. Too many cones.
Yeah, no, I got the joke.
Lopsided and went bang.
Yeah, no. Look at Rosie Walton just looking through the glass going, what is that? Like, it's just so disappointing, isn't it? When you have a good week and you have a good show, it's been an amazing show.
Rosie would understand that joke.
And then you just finish with that.
She loves pine trees.
Now, that's funny. Why didn't you go with that?
Righto, Jimmy, a fruity one. Sorry to those who take offence.
That's how he's starting.
And for those who don't, good on you. Upon hearing that her elderly grandfather had passed away, Jim.
Grandfather?
Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, he had a heart attack while we were making love. On Sunday morning.
Jeez.
Horrified, Katie told the grandmother, she said, Geez, two people nearly 100 years old having sex. Now, that's surely asking for trouble, Gran. She said, oh, no, Dune, no, dear. Many years ago, we realised our advanced age and we figured out the best time to do it, have sex.
Yeah, Gran, thank you, Bill.
To do it, was when the church bells would start to ring.
Mm.
And it was just the right rhythm, Jim.
Right.
Nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous.
Right.
Okay. You're just simply in on the ding.
Oh, no.
And out on the dong.
Oh, no. Bill, that's not a probe.
She paused, Jim, by the way, to wipe away a tear. But she continued, and he'd still be alive if that f***ing ice cream truck hadn't turned up.
No. Bill.
The ice cream, Jim. Ding, 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 dong, dong, dong. Imagine old Popsy. Oh, geez, Jim. No wonder he had a heart attack, Jim.
Oh, no.
That's it, mate. Poor old Gramps.
Dream sleeves or whatever that bloody thing is.
That's it. Old Gramps heard that and he's had a heart attack, Jim. Oh, good one, Bill. Anyway, footy up next.
Take that into your weekend.
Especially if you're older.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Rats. Oh, no.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.